I wanted somewhere where I felt welcome. And that's what happened when I came to Oxford. I went to St Aldate's and I went to St Ebb's and I went to St Giles and Mary Mag's and a whole lot of different places. But when I walked into Wesley Mem, even the first time, I immediately felt at home. I was impressed by the fact that there were all the different age groups represented, that there were plenty of children, and there were, at that time there were more students in the JWS than there are now. And it seemed to be a very active church to me. One didn't feel that it was just a place that was used on Sundays. And I liked the appearance of the church a lot. I joined a fellowship group as soon as I arrived. Eileen Coulson came up to me almost the first week I was there and said, "Where do you live?" So I said, "I live in Headington." And she said, "Oh, you must come to my fellowship group." So I did. And at that time, the group included quite a lot of older people, and there was a great emphasis on healing in the group, which suited me quite well because I was still at that point more or less anorexic, and I was beginning to get depression as well. The Headington Fellowship Group took a service in Wesley Mem, I think it was an evening service, devoted to healing. And different people in the group were asked to do different things. And Muggins here was asked to preach the sermon. So that was my first ever sermon. And straight afterwards, I got the hand on my shoulder and, "You should be a local preacher."
And what did you feel at the time about that?
Pretty nervous. I think I said I'd think about it. I don't think I jumped up straight away and said, "Oh, yes, yes, please." But I didn't have to think about it for very long.